On Monday morning, the Democratic chairs of the Senate Committees on Finance and Appropriations hopped into the lieutenant governor's pickup truck and headed south. The purpose of the road trip was to find money-saving solutions to Vermont's health exchange problems. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the bipartisan crew of politicians says it might be time to team up with other states.
Republican Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott, a former late model champion at Thunder Road, was the driver, as might be expected. Along for the ride were Caledonia Senator Jane Kitchell, chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Appropriations, and Chittenden Senator Tim Ash, chairman of the Senate Committee on Finance.
I have a four-door pickup, so Senator Ash took the back seat.
The trio headed for an 11 a.m. meeting with the head of Connecticut's version of Vermont Health Connect. Access Health CT, as the exchange is known there, has performed far better than operations in other states. Scott says he spoke with his Democratic counterpart from Connecticut at an annual lieutenant governor's meeting recently, and he says she suggested that Vermont might be able to hitch its train to Connecticut's success.
If there's another way of doing business that could potentially save us money, real money, state money, I think that it's perfectly appropriate for us to do that, to look elsewhere.
Governor Peter Shulman last month declared that if Vermont Health Connect doesn't meet key milestones soon, then he'll abandon the technological infrastructure in favor of a federal version of the exchange. But Ash says that even if the administration can get the exchange running smoothly, the costs needed to operate it could become a budget buster for years to come.
We're seeing that across the country, operating costs for exchanges are in the $20 to $30 million range. That is in stark contrast to what we're looking at here in Vermont with $51 million a year. So just something is wrong here.
The state share of those costs have ballooned from an estimated $14 million annually last year to $26 million, according to the latest projections.
These are real numbers, and that $12 million additional operating expense is coming at the expense of everything else we do in state government. So that's the reason for major concern.
Kitchell says she sees potential in some kind of partnership with Connecticut and possibly other states, though she says it's premature to say precisely what that might look like. The new head of Rhode Island's exchange, Anya Rader Wallach, also attended the meeting. Rader Wallach formerly served as chief of healthcare reform for Peter Shumlin and was also there to explore a possible tie-in with Connecticut's exchange.
If there's anything we're wondering and want to continue to explore, is there some economic advantage of states working together?
Shumlin's current chief of healthcare reform, Lawrence Miller, says he's looked into state partnerships in the past, but Miller says he wasn't convinced it would improve Vermont's circumstances.
So the question as to whether or not you could save substantial amounts of money, or would it in fact cost more to have a second solution, is where I've gotten hung up in the past when I've looked at alternatives.
Scott, Ash, and Kitchell say they hope to brief the administration on their trip and begin more in-depth conversations with Connecticut. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.